Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Americans at work. I always wanted to live in the United States, mainly inspired by the good quality television shows growing up in the 1970s, such as Mork and Mindy, Charlie's Angels, Little House on the Prairie, and Happy Days, to name just a few. Joking aside, on the eve of my family and I becoming citizens, I've been reflecting on what attracts me so much to this land, and I've come to the conclusion it's the people, their work ethic, their generosity, their innovation. Let's look at our work ethic. According to the Business Insider publication, the US has the largest economy at just under $21 trillion and 28% of the world's gross domestic product, GDP. With the closest being China at 20%. Even though we hear so much about China's productivity, let us remember there are just 0.3 billion people here compared to China's 1.4 billion. Let's remind ourselves about our efficiency too. On average, we work 34 hours per week. Sticking with our comparison to the second largest economy in the world, the Chinese work an average of 48 hours per week. And most certainly, not all people there enjoy the work environment and benefit from the labour laws we do here. Let's look at our generosity. According to US news publication, we are the most generous country in the world. Interestingly, this survey personalises the giving by asking about donating money to charity, volunteering one's own time, and helping a stranger in need. I still believe this is a country whose government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And so, I wasn't surprised to read in the World Population Review that the United States is the most generous government in the world in helping other nations. If the economic history of the world has taught us anything, it's that free people, who are at liberty to chart their own course and enjoy the fruits of their labours, who tend to innovate and create incredible products and services. Here's just a sampling of 10 innovations which sprung forth from sea to shining sea through our places of work. Number 1, the lock stitch sewing machine, 1833. Number 2, the vacuum cleaner, 1860. Number 3, blue jeans, 1873. Number 4, the telephone, 1876. Number 5, electric light bulb, 1879. Number 6, the skyscraper, 1884. Number 7, the assembly line, 1901. Number 8, air conditioning, 1902. Number 9, the airplane, 1903. And number 10, the supermarket, 1916. What I find so fascinating and inspiring about the ingenuity and innovative advancements of the United States is that they were achieved by men and women who were either native-born or were naturalized citizens. It does seem that a plurinus a num, out of many, one, is alive and well. Some cynics say our best days are behind us, but just look at what we've contributed since my wife and I were married in 1994. Number 1, JavaScript. Number 2, the camera phone. Number 3, iPod, iPad, and the iPhone. Number 4, YouTube. Number 5, Amazon Kindle. Number 6, the 3D camera. Number 7, Google Assistant. Number 8, self-driving cars. Number 9, the Ring doorbell. Number 10, the Nest thermostat. And may we never forget that the first COVID vaccines were also created here. Bringing this all closer to home, I've noticed the people who are critical of California usually don't live in California. I love living and working here. Would I prefer not to have state income tax? Of course. Would I prefer a more conservative state government? Yes, but that's a personal preference. But California, look what you've blessed your 49 brothers and sisters with. We produced almost all of the country's almonds, apricots, dates, figs, kiwi fruit, nectarines, olives, pistachios, prunes, and walnuts. In-N-Out Burger was even started here, I guess because California is the second ranked producer of livestock products behind Texas. Here's a sampling of what California workplaces have given the people of the world. The hula hoop, the Egg McMuffin, Barbie, WD-40, California rolls, Cobb salad, French dip sandwich, the Shirley Temple, nicotine patch, the laser, the Walt Disney Company, skateboards, Hollywood, and even the wetsuit. All this to say, I'm excited about what we can each contribute to the wonderful country I now call home as we head into this new year. Let's do this.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.